This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky thanked the United States Thursday evening during his daily address after its Senate approved a landmark $40 billion aid package to the country. Zelensky said the aid package was a manifestation of strong leadership and a necessary contribution to our common defense of freedom. The House of Representatives voted in favor of the package last week, and President Biden is expected to sign the measure promptly. In another development Thursday, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said the administration is authorizing $100 million and more military aid to Ukraine. Meantime, Ukrainian troops surrendering in Mariupol are being registered as prisoners of war. AP correspondent Mike Gracia has that part of the story.
With hundreds of Ukrainian fighters surrendering at Mariupol's steel plant, there are growing concerns about how they will be treated by their Russian captors. The International Committee of the Red Cross gathered personal information and registered the soldiers as prisoners of war.
Slava Ukraini.
A video statement from Sviatoslav Palomar, the deputy commander of the Azov Regiment, was released Thursday. Palomar said, "Glory to Ukraine. Today is the 85th day of the war. The fighters and I are in the Azovstal factory. An operation is underway, the details of which I will not announce. Thanks to the whole world. Thanks to Ukraine for the support. We will see you." More than 1,700 defenders of the Azovstal steel plant have surrendered since Monday. I'm Mike Gracia.
U.S. health advisors are urging a booster dose of Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine for kids ages 5 to 11. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention quickly signed off on the advice. For more news, please join us at our website. That is voanews.com. Also on the VOA mobile app via remote. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden arrived in South Korea today with a focus on the U.S. tech sector, touring a Samsung computer chip plant Friday that will serve as model for a $17 billion semiconductor factory that the Korean electronics company is building outside Austin, Texas. Biden will grapple with a multitude of foreign policy issues during his six-day visit to South Korea and Japan. The visit is also a nod to one of Biden's key domestic priorities of increasing the supply of computer chips. A semiconductor shortage last year hurt the availability of autos, kitchen appliances, and other goods. This supply crunch caused higher inflation that has crippled Biden's public approval and caused his administration to focus on increasing domestic manufacturing. The head of the Food and Drug Administration told lawmakers Thursday that a shuttered baby formula factory could be up and running as soon as next week. FDA Commissioner Dr. Robert Califf faced a bipartisan grilling from the House lawmakers on Thursday over the baby formula shortage that has angered American parents and become a political liability for the president. The problems are largely tied to Abbott Nutrition Michigan formula plant, the largest in the U.S., which has been closed since February due to contamination problems. On Wednesday, President Biden announced sweeping new steps to improve U.S. supplies, including invoking the Defense Production Act and flying in imported formula from overseas. The panel investigating the Capitol riot wants to talk with another Republican lawmaker. We get more on the story from the AP correspondent Sagar Magani.
The committee wants to know about a tour of the Capitol. Georgia's Barry Loudermilk led the day before the attack. In a letter, the panel says there are indications some people and groups tried to gather information about the Capitol's layout. The committee has now asked for cooperation from at least eight lawmakers whom it believes have information key to the attack's planning and execution, along with former President Trump's potential role in inciting it. The request to Loudermilk comes a week after a dramatic move to subpoena top House Republican Kevin McCarthy and four other members. Sagar Magani, Washington.
North Korean propaganda describes an all-out effort to fight a suspected COVID-19 outbreak early Friday. North Korea's Central News Agency, the KCNA agency, tallied the number of persons with the fever more than 2,241,000, and the death toll stands at 65, according to KCNA. For more news, VOANews.com. I'm Michael Brown reporting by remote, VOA News.